Hey everyone, Kelly Givens here. I want you to think about a little word with some big implications. Stress. I don't have to say much more for you to start thinking about all the ways your life feels stressful and overwhelming. In fact, I bet one of the reasons you listen to your daily prayer is because it's a calming way to connect with God amidst the stress of life. If that's true, then I want to recommend our latest podcast to you, Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast. Our host, Bonnie Gray, guides us through the effects of stress and gives us scripture-backed methods of restoring calm, reducing overwhelm, and deepening our intimacy with God. You can find Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast on lifeaudio.com or by searching your favorite podcast app. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
A Prayer for What Really Fulfills Us by Susie Eller. Then someone called from the crowd, "Teacher, please tell my brother to divide our father's estate with me." Jesus replied, "Friend, who made me a judge over you to decide such things as that?" Then he said, "Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own." Luke 12:13-15. What's inside is important to God, and we see that affirmed in the story where today's key verse is found. Jesus and the disciples are traveling when a guy stops Jesus and asks him to step in and demand that his brothers share a portion of an inheritance. Jesus hears something in the man's request that troubles him. In direct response to the man's question, he starts a conversation about craving what you don't have. Jesus tells a parable about a rich man who has a fertile farm. His barns are full, yet instead of being content, he tears down the old barns and builds bigger, better barns to store more grain to acquire even more wealth. Jesus warns his listeners that these things aren't what fulfill us, but rather we find our riches in our relationship with God. Verse 20. It's a lesson Jesus taught often. He helped lead his disciples away from worrying over things that didn't have lasting significance to center on things that did. So often we are measured in this culture by things that have little eternal value, like how in shape or out of shape we are, the size of our home, the prestige of our job, our cute shoes or wardrobe. Can I be honest? Sometimes I measure myself by those same standards, forgetting there's much more to life than that. But I know that as a woman who's loved by Jesus, I am faith-filled, and my faith shines a light in darkness. Jesus led the disciples to a life of more. He leads you and me down the same path, to a life well-lived from the inside out. Dear Jesus, I know that beauty begins with my heart, but sometimes that's not where I put my energy or thoughts. Give me wisdom to end the pursuit of things that have little eternal value. Help me run after what changes me from the inside out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now and join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.